It's the 39th road game of the season for the Riffermen, taking on the San Antonio Rampage again tonight. It's time for Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Casey Jones Insurance Agency in Peoria. Call them at 688-0644. A pair of offensive heroes for Coach Jared Bednar in last night's game. Two from Nick Drazenovic, the game winner from Derek Peltier, and Nick Drazenovic getting off to that quick start for you guys shorthanded. That's a good way to start a hockey game.
It certainly was. I thought he had a great game last night. He was tenacious on the puck. He had a great stick. He turned over a lot of pucks both in the offensive zone and neutral zone, and he pushed the pace every time it came near him. And that shorthanded goal, it was a great effort. He had a guy on his back and he outskated him and kept him on his back the length of the ice, and then he made a nifty little move on Kleyme and put it in on his backhand, just feathered it in the net as Kleyme bit on his forehand move. So that was certainly a good way to start the game, like you said, and then we followed it up with a good solid defensive effort through at least the first 40 to 50 minutes. And then we had a little couple breakdowns with their big push in the third period, but we were able to bounce back in overtime and get our win.
You got the game-winning goal from Derek Peltier, just his third goal of the season, but this guy has been clutch for you post-regulation now with the shootouts and throwing the overtime game winner.
Hey, that was a heck of a goal last night. I'll tell you what, TJ Hanczyk skated through the neutral zone and turned up to find a trailer, and he was Johnny on the spot. And not only did he receive the pass and he got the defenseman to bite on it, he faked the shot and then walked around it, but then he went top shelf on Kleyme on the short side, and no better way to finish the game there to get a big win in regulation or in overtime this time of year. That's the first tiebreaker when it comes down to making the playoffs, so a big win for us there, a huge goal, probably the biggest he scored all year.
And you get some help defensively tonight, but you got some help yesterday as well. Ian Cole didn't play like a guy who had just gotten off an airplane.
No, I'll tell you what, that was a game we need to see from Ian Cole. I love the way he played. He had a lot of energy. He kept his game simple. He picked his spots to jump up in the play, and then he was the catalyst of our power play goal. Obviously, we got it low to high in the offensive zone early in the third period, and he pulled it across the line, found a lane, let a bomb go from the point, and Nick Drazenovic got his stick on it to tip at home. But that excluded, he was solid defensively. He was a physical guy, and like I said, just keeping his game simple, making all the right decisions with the puck, and when he had a chance to take ice with that puck and skate it up the ice to get us in the offensive zone, he did so.
And you get a boost with Nathan Oyster coming back into your defense tonight. This probably the best decor you've had maybe all season.
Yeah, I believe it is. I think when you look at the guys that we have now, Oyster and Strock and both down, Ian Cole, I don't think we've had those three guys together in our lineup this year. So with our mainstays that we've had and those three guys jumping in, it should be a solid decor. If we play the way we can back there, it should be difficult to get to our net. We need to be a physical group and, again, make our puck decisions simple and move that puck quickly.
What kind of changes are you expecting from them moving into tonight's game? You've seen them now four times in the last 8 days.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that they're going to have many. I think that they're a group right now that's struggling to put the puck in the net, but obviously when they push the way they did in the third period, they have some guys that can put the puck in the net. They do have an active D-core. Some of the guys that we have to key on, obviously, that are a big part of their offense is Stafford, and then Ekman Larson down. He's a top player in this league. Spent most of the year in Phoenix, and he added them a little bit of offense to that blue line as well. So we have to make sure we're paying attention to their D jumping up in the play and make sure we're finding coming into our D zone.
I'm sure there's not a whole lot you have to say to this team to get them ready to go tonight.
At this point, you know what? We just brushed up on a few things this morning. Now we got to turn them loose. I mean, everyone knows the importance of this game and should bring out the competitor in each and every one of us.
All right, Coach Jared Bednar, we appreciate it and good luck out there.
Thank you.
When we come back, the starters for the Riverman and the Rampage on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.